Lawmakers are making another attempt to set standards for new wind and solar projects in Indiana, but Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports this time the state isn't making anything mandatory for local governments.
The bill would allow Indiana counties to be designated as solar or wind-ready communities. Counties would adopt the state's standards, like how far away a wind farm should be from a home. The state would then give those counties a dollar for every megawatt of energy generated by the project every year for a decade. The bill proposed last year would have made those state standards mandatory for all counties to provide consistency for renewable energy companies looking to build in Indiana. The bill caused a lot of controversy for overriding local ordinances and ended up being withdrawn by its sponsor, Republican Senator Mark Messmer.
I don't know if anybody's going to want to fight that hill again. I know I don't.
The Hoosier Environmental Council is concerned about one line in the new bill. It would let landowners veto requirements to cover the ground at a solar farm with pollinator habitat, something some counties have written into their local laws. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The bill passed in the Senate and now moves to the House for consideration.